Hi everyone, this is Miss K Marie. I thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. I am here with Mistress Erica. Sure, say hello.
Hello, everyone. It's great to
And
be here.
thank you so much for joining me with this. As you know, I recently converted this blog to not so much talk about our after-hours fun times shopping and binge-watching Netflix. Not that I'm known to do that. I'm not. This week it's Amazon Prime. It's not Netflix. No. But also kind of to get a little peek into our personal sex lives, like our personal lives. And so, Mistress Erica has been ever so kind to share the details, and it's been great for me because it's given me the chance to get to know her. As you know, Mistress Erica is not brand new to the LDW Empire, but she's newer. And although we've got to spend some time, we've had some fun two mistress calls, and she's been always gracious to pop in on my radio show. We get to chat here and there, but we haven't got to get to the nitty-gritty fun stuff that girls like to talk about. And yes, for you guys out there, we do talk about the size of your dicks and who goes down better, and or in my case, some chicks who goes down better. So, Mr. Erica, thank you for joining me.
And thank you for having me, Miss K Marie. It's wonderful. I do listen to your show whenever I get a chance, and when you suggested this, I couldn't wait.
I'm super excited because it's kind of fun. And although a lot of us mistresses, we develop friendships. Some of us are really good friends. Some of us don't get to talk to each other as much as we would like. So it's been really kind of fun that, just randomly talking to people going, "Hey, when was the last time you got laid?" Because you guys know me, I'll ask anything. So, Miss Erica, when was the last time you got laid?
This morning, actually, I love morning sex, so anytime I have the opportunity and the appendage available.
Now, I'm going to ask, is this a standard appendage that, like, I mean, is this like your standard dick that you always have access to? Is this a random dick? Is this like,
No,
I think
this
that's out
isn't.
of your stable that you just like to rotate in and out.
Oh yes, and I do wish I had a stable. No, I'm only kidding. No, this is a steady dick, and he doesn't necessarily want me to talk about him too much, so we'll just call him my usual. And he's a mature man. He's older, and some of you that may know a little bit about Mistress Erica knows that I have a thing for older men.
Really?
So
I
sometimes,
did not know that. You know, I like
yes.
puppies.
No. Well,
I like the younger ones.
puppies are good for certain things, but for a relationship, boys, you're going to
Oh,
have to
God,
do it better.
no relationship with puppies. You play with them.
Yes, my thoughts exactly.
That's it.
And so my regular will sometimes stay over, sometimes pop in early in the morning, and when I'm done with him, I send him on his way to go get me a bobble or some lunch or dinner or something, depending on the day.
And that is the advantage of having a more mature chick. They do that.
Oh
You know,
yeah.
the puppies, you gotta like feed them, water them, take them out, put them in front of a video game or some dumbass shit like that, and hydrate them, and
Well, maybe that's why I like older men. They just love to pamper me and take care of me. As a matter of fact, I can't even remember the last time I cooked my own dinner.
the dick does that too. That is one of his more redeeming qualities.
And plus, if he wants that sweet pussy coming his way, he knows I need to be taken care Because when your pussy's not happy, nobody's happy.
Nobody's happy. It puts a whole new spin on pussy control, doesn't it?
Not to mention, You know, this may not be very mistressy, but I know you probably understand this, but I actually love oral sex, and I give great head, so...
I love to suck dick.
That
I do. I like it.
Whatever I want.
Oh, God, yeah. The dick and I would joke around because I made the off-the-cuff comment one day, because I'm a coffee snob.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who talks to me, like, I do not drink coffee out of a pot. I don't drink brewed coffee at all. I don't drink coffee out of a pot. Mm-hmm. I drink espresso.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a total coffee snob. And I have a very nice espresso machine at home. And I made the comment one time. I'm like, I would blow the Starbucks guy if he would just deliver. Those days. And the next thing I know, the dick is at the door with one. He's like, really? He's like, I'm going to get one of those punch cards. He's like, because you know what? $5 for a blowjob's a hell of a lot cheaper than
me. Oh, so, I love you. I love you.
There's two things with guys. Mm-hmm. Really, there's two things with guys. And I would say that this goes for straight guys of any age. But it goes for not just straight guys, but the most part. The boobs are key. Mm-hmm. Show him the boobs. If he's happy, show him the boobs. He's sad, show him the boobs. He's mad, show him the boobs. And the boobs. And nothing works like a sloppy blowjob. Nothing.
I agree.
Not kidding you. What we need is all those cabinet posts in D.C. and all those special advisors, mm-hmm. you know, to state.
Mm-hmm.
You need some chicks that can suck a golf ball through 9 yards of garden hose, and guess what? A lot of people would be happier and shit would get done. I'm just saying.
Oh my goodness, I love you. I love you.
it works. I mean, it does. So
I think you're right.
So the regular dick, like, uh-huh. We'll, for lack of a better name, we will call him a regular dick. We will respect his anonymity.
Yes.
But you let him know I'm not done asking questions.
Oh, no. And
I'm a girlfriend, and I'm going to get all up in his business.
And it's just between you and I anyway, so I can pretty much say anything, right, except expose him and give you his address and phone number, right?
Oh, exactly. And I'm going to talk to him about their online radio show. So it's just between you and me and everybody that's going to read your blog. Everyone's going to read my blog, my radio show, and anybody else who puts it out on Twitter. But other than that, we're going to respect his privacy. It's all good. You know what? He'll come to love me. It'll be okay. He'll be just like, oh, my God. And he'll roll his eyes and get a little scared when he sees my name pop across your phone.
Well, I don't understand why he's so shy. He really has nothing to be shy about.
That's what I was going to ask. Because, like, Miss Delia will tell you, because, you know, Delia and I are very good personal friends.
Mm-hmm.
I have, like, little dick phobia. Like, I think guys should be tagged. And, like, I get very freaked out over it. You know, I'm just kind of like, mm-hmm. I instantly get, they put me in a state. So this is, if it's a dick worth waking up to,
mm-hmm.
there you go.
It is. Now, I'm not a size queen. I don't say if your dick is under 7 inches, you can't come near me. I'm willing to play with pretty much any dick. It just depends on what size you are. It depends on what we play with.
And okay.
He gets to play with quite a lot.
Oh, I like that. Okay. I'm going to ask a personal question.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to be somebody that, and I was dead against it. Like, honestly, any type of anal play with me, I was like, nope, right. Never happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day it started with a thumb.
Mm.
And I was like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was toys, and then it was a dick, and now I like it. Anal play, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
As long as I'm in the mood, I do have to be extremely turned on and feeling very, very naughty. But one thing I love about all those things, and one reason why I'm probably here at LDW, is that I love to explore anything. Okay, I'll take that back. Most things. An image just flashed through my head of a question I was asked on a session the other day. I'm like, no, not that.
You know what? Can I tell you? The word anything has a whole new expansive meaning since I've been at LDW.
It does. It does. I love anything that's taboo, anything that is contrary to social norms. I love to play with it because it's not only a physical thing. I mean, everybody's used to mutual masturbation. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to be shocked to know that couples mutually masturbate each other.
Yes.
But see, I'm getting goosebumps and my nipples are so hard right now just thinking about it, about the people in society that would be aghast. What are you doing? If that's the reaction you're going to get from more than 50%, then I want to play with it.
Oh, that's, and I agree. Like, I live in, now I live in a small town, mm-hmm. as you know, and I have the mini me. I'm like the milk. Like, I make cookies for the bake sale, and you see me volunteer, and I have gaggles of people at my house all the time, and we've got cookouts and theme parties and stuff like that, and it's like, mm-hmm. I will suck dick in front of an audience.
Just to see your reaction.
I love it because I'm a pretty private person, like in my little nib-nosy community. Mm-hmm. But you give me a stage and I'm like freaking Meryl Streep going, give me a dick!
Well, yeah, in and out of the bedroom. Not too much into public displays of sexual behavior, but irreverent behavior, taboo behavior. I mean, one time years and years ago, I went on a cruise. Mm. And so, you know, on a cruise, like when you go to lunch at the dining room, you sit with people that you're not used to sitting with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one great thing about a cruise is you get to meet all these different kinds of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we arrive at the table, and there's a tent top, so there's several other couples there. And as we're sitting down and getting comfortable and nodding, smiling as people are talking, the conversation is about what everybody does for a living. So this one is a doctor, the other one's a nurse, the other one's a physical therapist, and around the table it goes. Well, I've never officially been in the medical field. So when it's my turn came, I said, well, I don't play. I'm not a nurse in real life, but I play one at home sometimes. Does that count? Hey, Marie, it wasn't the uproarious laughter that was so amusing.
Was it the deafening
silence? It was the crickets. And the three men who were with their wives, who I saw their faces light up, their eyes wide, their mouths open, ready to chuckle, and they took a look.
And see, and if I would have been at your
and
table.
And they shut up and put their head down. I am still laughing over that. I love it.
And if I would have been at your table, I'd be like, really? Because I'm a superhero, too.
Yeah, I'm the type of person that goes in the elevator and faces everybody and starts talking.
Oh, yeah.
So I carry that into the bedroom. Now, my bedroom is typically a little bit more private. I know you are a huge fan, and I love hearing your stories about all the little sex parties and your aversion to little dicks and stuff, and I can sit there and listen to you for hours.
Well, did I ever tell you about the time that one of my very dear personal friends, one of my best friends, I mean, we're like tag team in for each other when it comes to family type thing.
Got it.
She kind of knows about just how kinky I am, how the dick and I played and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And she made some off the cuff comment. We were baking Christmas cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My center island is a big pastry board. Like it's a slab of marble.
Right.
And I have a big great room and we're rolling stuff out and all this other. And she makes some off the cuff comment because I wiped stuff off and she was like, we were, you know, stacking stuff so we could divide up. We had dozens and dozens of cookies here. And she made some comment about, you know, well, I don't know if is it, you know, it's dirt. She was like, well, you haven't had sex on it, have you? I said, not yet today, but yes. And it just came out. She just like looked at me like, mortified. But I'm like, yeah, guess what? I have fucked on my kitchen island. And then I turn around and bent over my sofa. Yes, if there is a horizontal surface, I have been fucked on it in my house, just so everybody knows. If there's a vertical surface, I've been fucked up against it. There we go. But I will tell you this, if you fucking come on my Pottery Barn rug, I will get pissed. That's what you hear. Literally, the mistress voice comes, like, we can be having, like, the best cute, fun, cuddly couples night. And I'm like, don't you fucking come on my carpet. And he's like, where'd that come from?
Well, you're right. If you come to my house, you be prepared that everything you see and touch has had some sexual activity around or near it.
Thank you!
On it. And actually, the least favorite place for me is the bed.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if you want to start out there, but, you know, I don't know. I like the firmness of a floor or mat or sofa or chair.
Hmm. Now, is the regular dick the only dick?
Right now, yes.
Okay. Yes. Any chicks?
No chicks. Okay. People ask me about that, and I do have a very open mind, and I never, ever say never. But my mm-hmm. experience with other women have only included some young, drunken makeout sessions.
Okay.
But, like I said, never say never, right?
Cutie. If you want to talk about it, give me a call. Toys.
Toys.
Solo partner play.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Okay, so he likes them on him as well?
Depending. This current dick is not into pegging or anal play. But we do play with other toys together, other vibrators, sheaths. A little bit of nipple play, not too much. My nipples get too sore for that. I'm really a hedonist at heart. I mean, I don't mind tweaking and pinching and pulling and spanking, but for me myself, I just get distracted. It's just too distracting for me. Yeah.
Now I will tell you, the dick's dick is a good fuckable size,
right?
And so got like an extra large sheath because I am a size queen. Mm-hmm. Best toy ever.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ever. Mm-hmm. And the guy who, like, the brand that we got ours from, like, it came and the graphics were gorgeous. And it was like all this, every gay stereotype graphic was on it, like the biker, the sailor, the the longshoreman, like all this, and they were all, and I'm like, So to what's his name? Tom. So I'm going to have to find it and put it in my chat sometime. But
yeah.
I love you. And you can come to my house and I'll bake you cookies. Because I love you.
I'll bake you cookies and give you a blowjob.
Yes. But I will tell you, the one toy, if I can recommend a couple toy, this was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. This was new. Mm-hmm. A pump.
You know, it's funny that you said that. We were just talking about that the other day because I did something, not necessarily new, but it was the timing of what I did during oral sex that he kind of lost control and was just literally exploded at the last moment. And it kind of reminded me of a penis pump.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So a nice, firm, and not like a stroking motion, just as you said, sucking golf balls through that hose.
Yep.
And I said, I guess that's what it might be like if we got a pump.
Well, I can highly recommend one. And the one that we got not only has the penis pump, but it also has two clit pumps.
No way.
Because you can use them on nipples or clit. It's the same thing. But then there was an additional hose that you can pump clit and dick at the same time.
Okay, Marie, you have to send me that link because I was on Amazon looking at
Extreme Restraints. Yes, I love Extreme Restraints. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I'm going
best
to
thing
have
ever. It is so much fucking fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just surprised. You're like, where have I, like, how did I
live this long without it?
Yes. It was like the one time I added sea salt to the top of one of my cookies. Now all of a sudden I'm like, how did I ever eat without this? You know?
This is the pure definition of living.
Yes, it's like when I got my espresso machine. I'm like, how did I ever get up in the morning before I had this?
I just wrote it down. I'm going to have to try that. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I had my eye on one of those smartphone controlled vibrators.
Well, I thought
that might be play with, because he's not really into a lot of public stuff. I love to tease. Like, I'll spend the whole day just teasing you on and off for a few minutes, just revving up those hormones and getting you all crazy. He's not too crazy about that, but I am. So I thought about wearing something like that as we go out and then putting it on his phone and just letting him play. And
I would love that. I'd love the dick to be sitting in his office and just randomly. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd be sitting there on my radio show or something like that. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, suddenly yeah. It's warm in here.
Yeah. And you want to know something, though? I'm like, look, turnabout is fair play, because although the dick has no interest in, like, other dicks. Like, he doesn't mind if, like, one's around. He doesn't mind friendly fire, so to speak. But, like, he's not looking to suck another dick or to actually engage with another guy.
I get that.
That's not our type of swinging. Mm-hmm. There's certain things he's, like, you know, a little bit more, like, open-minded to. And it's funny because he thought he was super, super open-minded till I explained a few things to him.
Right.
But we finally did pegging. And he came like a bitch. He saw a whole different side of me than what he was used to.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked
it. Yes.
Now he wants me to tag team him with another chick. So it's just him tag teaming me with another guy. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, you got to remember, I don't have many actual girlfriends that live around here that would be open to this, but I have friends that I could, like, be happy to have them come over and they would do that stuff to you.
Oh my goodness. A whole new journey. I love it.
Yes. So any multiple partner play in your past?
In my past, yes. Actually, and I think that's what kind of my whole life led me to coming here to LDW is that in my 20s is when I learned I discovered my love for taking control in the bedroom. And although I would not classify myself as a BDSM mistress, I do love to take control and manipulate and journey. And during one of those times, I did have an older lover. And like I said, if you don't have a large penis, we'll figure out something to do with you. So that's what we did, and it actually ended up, he actually liked a little erotic humiliation, and during the relationship, we played with humiliation, and it led to a bit of a cuckolding situation.
Uh-huh.
So after a few times playing with that third person, they found something better to do in their life, I would imagine. And between, because I'm not the type to, you know, hey, let's go down to the bar and pick somebody up and bring them home.
No, that's why I love our clubs and stuff like that, because we like, you get to know people. Right. Yeah, I'm not.
So yeah, and I need to, and honestly, I may be a little old fashioned this way, but you know, before we get into that, I mean, I'll talk irreverently with you. I'll talk sexy with you. I'll even encourage you to be sexy or whatever with somebody else. But if it's going to be in my personal bedroom, if you're going to be interacting with my vagina, I need to at least like you.
I agree with that. And let me tell you, like, I don't have much of an interest in other dicks. Like, the other dick's got to be impressive.
Mm-hmm. And that's the situation it was. I mean, this was, again, this is taboo. This is not normal. this is not what everybody is doing. So it just ignited my mind. It ignited my mind a lot more than it did my body, because I was like, oh, what? And so, you know, and just like your typical situation, at first it was a lot of talking, you know, what are we going to do? How are we going to set it up? What are the rules? And he wasn't really sure how far he wanted to go as far as being involved in the situation. As it turns out, he never really became involved with the guy. It was more involved with me, with the guy being involved with me, and not, you know, interplay between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was very much fun. Would I do it again? I don't know. It's difficult on a relationship. You have to have the right people involved.
That's, yeah, it's something we had ground rules.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the best bits of advice, and I've told this story 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
No, I always said the very first time we were ever at the club, and this is newer for us. You know, we're in our 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And this is newer for us.
Mm-hmm.
And although we played toy wise and we were kinky, this was like another thing. And so there was a very well established relationship.
Right.
And one of the things, like the very first time we were ever at the club, you are our club, for example, you're given a tour by a host couple.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about stuff. One of the best bits of advice we were given,
mm-hmm.
they've actually become good friends, is they said, listen, because everybody's kink is different. Everybody's there for a little bit of different reason, you know, but know your ground rules.
Right.
Do not change your rules in that room in that moment. Right. Now, if you come back and you go home and you discuss mm-hmm. it and you're like, hey, look, mm-hmm. I would be, you know, let's try this. It's something you agree on. You don't agree on it at the moment when hormones are raging or a few drinks are in or anything mm-hmm. like that.
Right.
And you do that. You stick to your ground rules.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't play separately.
Right.
Ever. I mean, we're talking in the same room, in the same bed. We are never out of sight of each other, actually mm-hmm. ever out of touch. It's just not what we're,
mm-hmm.
you know, what we're into. Do we have friends who are completely full swap people? They go and do stuff like we're sitting there having drinks with one of our friends and his wife is in another room with another couple.
Right.
And, you know, we're sitting there and the men are talking sports and golf and, you know, all sorts of manly type things manly and, you know, whatnot. But, and then of course, you know, I'm like, I have to ask because I ask everybody this, like, you know, how'd you get into it? And how they got into it. They were a high school sweetheart. Now they're our age.
Mm-hmm.
They were high school sweethearts who got married. And for his 30th birthday, she got him a chick.
Wow.
And now 15 to 20 years later, they're still.
Yeah. And that's you brought up an important point. You know, everybody is different. Everybody's ground rules are different.
Yeah.
And another thing that I do suggest, and I'm sure you suggest this too, is that after, you have to develop like an aftercare routine. I mean, mm-hmm. we're talking about people and emotions, and even though you may have done it 100 times before, touching base with your partner, reconnecting, making sure that everything went as expected, that there aren't any of those small jealousies or, well, you know, I kind of didn't like it when you said that to him. It was unexpected. And, you know, that made me feel badly.
We have had, and that's one thing I've talked to new cuckolds. I've talked to people who have talked, you know, have thought about exploring things. The Dick and I have had these conversations, and not all of them have been good.
Mm-hmm.
They're good that we had them, but, you know, not all of it was like, oh, my God, everything was awesome.
Right.
And that you do have to be close enough to be able to have those conversations.
Right.
You have to be able to be close enough. Like, there's always a comment of, you know, we're not going to take one for the team. Have I ever sucked a dick that's smaller than I like? Yeah. He won't push it because he knows there's no way in hell I'm fucking it, and he knows that I don't want to.
Right.
And he doesn't want me to. He's like, no, he does. No dick is touching you if it's not impressive. If he thinks it's impressive, then, you know, that's, you know, but
right.
Or whatever it might be. Like, one time he left me alone in a room for just a few minutes with another girl.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, and I'm like, yeah, no, that doesn't do, it doesn't matter to me. Like, it was,
right.
So, I mean, there's things that you do have to have conversations with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's, And that's good. You know, you can try certain things if you're comfortable enough to try them, whether it's toy play, solo stuff, couples play, whatever it might be, you can push your limits, even if it's the social naughty stuff that you know. Mm-hmm. If you're comfortable enough to try it, push your limits.
Yes, that's what I...
But if you don't like it, then, you know, then I understand that too.
Yeah. Yeah, just like everything, you need two yeses. One no stops everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the other things, because unlike in bars where no might mean try harder.
Right.
In our club, it actually, I mean, point blank, every club we belong to, no
means
no.
Yeah.
And I have never met a more respectful group of people.
Right.
Who, and I've never felt so safe.
Right.
They don't take kindly to anybody crossing any line, and I like that versus just a random hookup. And I've actually tried to steer people who are interested in certain things, like away from like the Craigslist and the Tinder and stuff like that, because that makes me very uncomfortable.
Right, exactly. And you integrate yourself with a social system that is going to help improve and enhance, and not it's not set up to find yourself in, oh my God, what did I just do type of situation.
Yes. And it's just, there are some fun things out there. And I love hearing how not the sexy mistress or the porn stars or the, you know, young co-eds are doing stuff, but you know, how adults are, you know, because a lot of us, you know, we're like everybody else. We have, you know, regular daily lives, and it's fun to spice it up with, I'll blow you for a Starbucks right now, you know, or I want, you know, just like you, you know, you don't cook a meal.
Well, it's not, I did make some oatmeal this morning. I usually make my own oatmeal in the morning.
You need a little bit of that after, you know. But I have a question.
What?
Because this is, I get asked this question all the time. And you probably do. Because I get asked this question all the time. I get asked, where does the dick come? So where does the regular dick come? On you, in you, swallow?
Yes, 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 and yes.
Girl after my own. Isn't it funny? People are like, oh my God, where'd he come? Like, they just want to know. So now I ask everybody, where'd he come? Where'd he come this morning?
He comes where I tell him to come, K. Marie.
Such a good And not, because guess what? Much like probably anybody else in any other line of work, sometimes you just can't take off the mistress stilettos, can you?
Well, see, outside of the bedroom and not sexually aroused, I'm just your everyday girl next door. But get those hormones pumping and I become a little bit more mistressy, a little bit more dominant.
Do you notice if you've had some very mistressy calls, like I'm talking a little bit more dominant, a little bit more mistressy.
Yes.
Type calls, because I get a lot of the cuckolds, and I get a lot of, I am every mama's boy. I am their patron saint. I'm telling you that.
Yes.
I get the MILF loving mama's boys. and I can't escape from them because they're at the gym when I go work out at the end of the day too. I'm like, really? Give me a break. Take your shit away. And then I get nasty with them and I get all mama bear on them, like if they leave their weights out when I'm trying. I'm like, are you serious? I get, oh God. Yeah. Anyways, but there's times when you've had that all day, so that mode just sticks.
Right.
And
exactly.
You all of a sudden you're like, oh shit. Was that?
and he's good. He'll tell me, because he's not into, he loves when I take control, but he's not necessarily into the mistressy dominant type thing.
He is not at all.
And if you ask me, I don't know what the difference is, really. I mean, if I'm screaming at you to fuck me hard, come right now, and you do, I don't know how that is not mistressy. I don't know.
It's not mistressy because he doesn't want to think of it that way. But that is a conversation for another time.
Oh, it's been wonderful, Miss K. Marie. Thank you for this little coffee chat today.
Thank you so much. This has been an absolute wonder. I know I've actually taken far more of your time than I could have asked for. It has been an absolute pleasure getting to know you and kind of peeking somewhat, not behind the curtain, but under your bedroom sheets, I guess. Everyone, if you would like to get to know Miss Erica a little bit better, and I strongly encourage you to do so, give her a call anytime. I will link it from my blog here, from the interview. Also, have a little bit of secret, because Miss Erica, as you know, is a woman of many talents. You may call and find that she's answering the phone, because every so often, Mistress Erica tags in as dispatch for us. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So any of my callers that are listening to this, just know that discretion is my middle name. And between me, you, and the fence posts, that's the only person will know those naughty little secrets.
Anyone who would like to reach Miss Erica on her blog, or get to know her a little bit better, not so much reach her, but get to know her a little bit better, it's intelligentphonefantasy.com. Mm-hmm. Check her out. She's got some sissy posts up there right now. So you don't just have to be into the kinky fun sex stuff. You can get into everything. Mm-hmm. Because Erica is a mistress of many talents. I can honestly say that it has been truly my pleasure, once again, to spend some time in getting to know Miss Erica. And to the average dick, we thank you, and your privacy is
safe with us.
Look, dude, we own you. Accept it, move on. You're part of the empire now, and so
like it or not.
But nothing but love for you. Nothing but thank you so much for your time. I truly, truly appreciate it.